So we are continuing in Perek Aleph Mishnah Yudalit, Chapter 1, Mishnah 14. Still continuing with the statements of Hillel. Hillel says, "Hu ayo Omer?" He used to say, "Im ein ani li mili." If I am not for myself, then who will be for me? Hu kishani latzmi, and when I am just for myself, ma'ani, what am I? The im lo achshav emasai, and if not now, when? So beautiful, beautiful Mishnah. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains this in a dramatic way. He says, "Hu ayo Omer? Im ein ani li mili. If I am not for me, then if I am not for myself, then who will be for me?" The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Im lo achiach atzmi she'as daris atzi b'mitzvus, mi li lo chichinu lezarzini." Literally translated, if I don't push myself to accomplish in the realm of spirituality, who is going to push me? Now the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, why? Kizirus ha'achirim tofi l'fisha. The inspiration or the push or the encouragement you get from others is good for a limited amount of time. This is really incredibly beautiful. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know, when other people push me to do something, it's fine, but it only works for that particular moment. And then after their encouragement kind of ends, so its usefulness ends as well. But when I self-inspire, when I push myself, then ultimately, again, I have a great, much greater chance of success. And this is really, if you think about it, a really profound idea, because often in life, we rely on others for inspiration. And of course, again, it's wonderful to have inspiring people in our lives, but lamaisa, real inspiration, or I should say the type of inspiration that actually has a dramatic impact, is not inspiration that comes from others, but rather, again, it's self-inspiration. Ein ani li mi li. If I don't inspire myself, take charge of my own spirituality, then who is going to do it for me? Ukeshani latzmi ma'ani. But again, when I am for myself, then what am I? Writes Rabbeinu Yonah, Af ki yoshechichuni achirin v'ochiach niyasatzmi ma'ani, adayin lo ucha lohasig as el achos mini elef mimashni chayav lasos. So this is incredible. Here Rabbeinu Yonah says that at the end of the day, and even when I inspire, let's say I take the advice of the first part of the Mishnah, so I self-inspire, what am I? In other words, there's so much to do, there's so much to accomplish, that I should never rest on my previous accomplishments. So let's say again, I heed the first part of the Mishnah. I take my spirituality into my own hands. Im ein ani li mi li. Right? I have to own my own spirituality. But even if I do that, kishani lasmi, let's say I do it. Ma'ani. I'm still so far from where I have to be. You know, it's so important in life to, on one hand, take stock and rejoice in our accomplishments, but on the other hand, also to be real that we have so much further to travel and so much further to do and so much more to accomplish. Ultimately, again, he gives a beautiful mashal, but again, you could look at the mashal inside. He goes on, essentially, what he explains is that one of the things we have to accept in life is you never really reach the finish line. And this is sometimes a little bit of a hard lesson to accept because, you know, we're always focused on growth, always focused on self-actualization. And then, like, we think to ourselves, okay, so, like, when is it enough? When do I reach the finish line? When am I done? And, of course, a simple answer to that question is we're never done. And that's the meaning of that statement of Kishani La'atzmi Ma'ani. Even if I take the advice of the first part of the Mishnah, I self-inspire, am I really the best version of me? And the answer to that is always no. I'm never fully the best version of me. There's always more I can do. There's always more I could accomplish. Last part of the Mishnah, Im lo achshav emosai. If not now, then when? So this part of the Mishnah is truly self-explanatory, but the Rabbeinu Yonah explains it so beautifully. He says, Shalom Yomar, Ani hayom asak b'malachti, l'machar epon meveh talking atzmi. Person shouldn't say, you know, today I'm busy. Today I have stuff I have to do. I have work I have to do. Tomorrow I'm going to work on myself. You know, I have a job. So today I got to take care of my job. But if I could just go ahead and take care of all the stuff in my job, I could just clear out my to-do list, then l'maisa said, tomorrow I'm going to work on my spirituality. You can't say that. Why? Kishema lo tipana. Because at the end of the day, maybe you will never have the time or you'll never find the time. V'afilo im yipana. Now here's what's interesting. So there's two lessons in this. Number one, don't delay. until tomorrow what you know you truly have to do today. Why? Because again, we all know this from our own lives. Often when you procrastinate, you just simply end up perpetually procrastinating. And so there's never time. That's number one. Number two, he says, "Vafilu im yipane osayom sha'avar ubita osamim lecha shamayim lo yuchal l'shamol koyim echayev." And this is really incredible. Rabbi Yonah says, let's say you delay. You have something you have to accomplish in life on a personalistic level. And you delay it. You delay it. Okay. Now let's say you actually get to it tomorrow, right? In other words, concern number one in the Mishnah is if you procrastinate, you're never going to find the time to accomplish the things you really need to do. Fine. But let's say I have something I'm supposed to do today. I procrastinate. I push it off till tomorrow. And I do it tomorrow. I actually do it tomorrow. Then Rabbeinu Yonah says, still, you lost out on the opportunity to do something today. And time is something that you can never reclaim. Lost opportunities are often something you can't reclaim. So if you procrastinate, even if you come back to the thing that you pushed off and you do it tomorrow, okay, you accomplished the objective, but you didn't capture the day. The day is lost. The today, which could have been something great, is forever lost. It's incredible. So this is really just an incredibly profound idea. So if not now, when, really teaches us two profound lessons. Lesson number one is don't procrastinate. Because those who procrastinate often never get around to doing the things they need to do because, quote unquote, there's never enough time. But even if you're one of those people, no, I'll procrastinate, but I'll get to it tomorrow. You might accomplish the task, you might even accomplish the objective, but along the way, you've lost out on the opportunity to maximize today. And when you lose out on that opportunity, that's an opportunity which can never be reclaimed. Okay, Shkaya Chabon, we'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.